Greetings. Greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program for the recording date of Sunday, February the 16th, 2014. I am the Christian ambassador, servant of and to the Rastafari community. Freedom, justice, equality. Kingdom of God, queendom of Goddess in heaven right here, right now on this earth. Kingdom and queendom of Islam. The way to peace. The watchers of noon. Watchers of peace. The way to peace through obedience to the laws and dictates of the Most High. In the Arabic language, Allah is the Most High, but Allah is African and represents the watchers of noon, that tranquil, peaceful state that we must get back to. Now, back to the opening, and all of that is going to be explained in this session, in these sessions. Haile I Selassie I Rastafari. The Rastafari brethren and sisters put the I in Haile I Selassie I Rastafari to teach us a scientific reality, an African science cosmological reality, that the first I, when you say I and I, the first I is yourself, that original I self, the original self from the Almighty I. There's the I again. The second I is the Most High. I should say the first I is the self, the I self, united with the Almighty I and united with creation as one I. And the second I is composed of the human family outside of yourself. In normal English, you say me and you, or I and you, or you and I. But the Rastafari don't say you and I. The Rastafari say I and I, because you are I. And you are the I outside of this I. And the whole of we are I and I. And the Almighty I. And the creation is I again. And I, which you would say you and I. But I and I are one with the Almighty I. And one with creation. And one with the human family, acting as one. Acting as the conduit of the Almighty I. So, I and I, Rastafari I, Selassie I. This teaching is to teach us that all of us, I and I, are Jesus Christ's new names in these last days of judgment in Babylon. Rastafari say, Jesus Christ's new name in this day and time. Haile I Selassie I. But those eyes mean you and me. And we are also the new names of Jesus Christ in these last days of judgment in Babylon. Yahushua is defined. We're going to get to Christ later, but let's say Yahushua, Jesus. Yahushua is defined as health, wealth, and prosperity. Those attributes and characteristics and realities that have been stolen from the human family, stolen from the poor, working class, the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. The babies must become Yahushua. The babies must become Jesus. And we are going to prove unequivocally that every human being is a Jesus, and every human being is a Christ in need of that knowledge and understanding, that we may be who we already are. Yahushua is defined as liberty, or you can say liberation, but liberty and deliverance, because the people have been deprived of the power and control over our lives and are being used, abused, misused, oppressed, exploited by this system. We are in need of liberty and deliverance. Yahushua also is defined as vengeance. When we look around today, speaking to my father, Mr. Frazier, we agreed and he stated that the vengeance is right here when we reject health, wealth, prosperity, liberty, and deliverance for all. When we stand against those principles, we incur the wrath and the vengeance of the Most High upon ourselves. So we warn ourselves. And we warn the wicked ruling class and ruling families that as long as we disobey Yahushua and deny our sisters and brothers of the human family equal access to health, wealth, and prosperity, and as long as we deny liberty and deliverance to our sisters and brothers of the human family, we suffer the vengeance of the Most High on our heads. Yahweh, Jehovah is existing. Existing is living life. When we create and work for death, then we cause death and destruction in our own lives that equates to vengeance from the Most High because we have rejected existing and living. So when we understand these things and live Yahushua, live Christos, live Christ, become the new names of Jesus Christ in these last days of judgment in Babylon in fulfillment of the book of Revelation, chapter 3, verse 12, which teaches us that in the last days Christ would come, Yahushua would come. I am here to declare that the babies are here. The youth are here in need of this knowledge, wisdom, understanding, so that they may wake up to the reality of being Yahushua Christos in human flesh and work the salvation work of Yahushua Christos, making this whole earth and universe heaven everywhere, friendship everywhere, love, camaraderie. Everywhere you look, you see God, God as Almighty in human flesh, and there will be no threat, no death, no hell, no destruction. Teach the babies this knowledge. Teach the babies this understanding. We want to go to some knowledge now from our brother, Oba Tshaka, in his book, Integration Trap, The Generation Gap. This will be more of an introduction before we get to the God Almighty Grand Unified Theorem, but this will lay a base for that more complex, complicated God Almighty Grand Unified Theorem and the knowledge from the stolen legacy. So, Brother Oba Tshaka, this wonderful black man that I saw at the Juneteenth celebration in the year 2012, purchased his book, Integration Trap, Generation Gap, full of all manner of knowledge about Africa, the African root of science, African root of civilization. And he talks about the Twa people and how the African Twa people were those people that laid the foundation for that Nile Valley civilization. You look at the Nile Valley stretching from the inner core of Africa, the Congo, the blue and the white Nile, going all the way up through Nubia and Ethiopia and over to what we know as Egypt, that was called Kemet by our African ancestors. And the Twa laid the foundation for all of the sciences that we have. The Twa laid the foundation for the understanding of science, the understanding of the Most High. Brother Obatishaka went so far as to say that Einstein's theory of relativity can be seen in the Twa teaching. And I am now seeing the Einstein theory of relativity E equals MC squared in the Bible, in the Quran. And let us just go over some of the knowledge that we get from Brother Obatishaka. And let us begin with this formula. E equals MC squared, because the babies and the youth must see that the argument between the religious community and the scientific community is an argument that is controlled and maintained by the wicked ruling class and ruling families to disconnect the religious community and the scientific community from each other, and disconnect both communities from the African root. And Africa science of cosmology is the African science of life. And there is no separation of religion and science in Africa, no separation of anything having to do with life. Science, religion, politics, history, ecology, economics, biology, botany. All of these are sciences having to do with life. And so, E equals MC squared. Now, the E symbolizes energy. The M symbolizes mass. And the C squared symbolizes the speed of light. Okay. Now, I began to look up and research some of these definitions. And let's see what we can learn and see if we can unite the religious and the scientific community, and know that the African Twa laid the foundation for this scientific, religio-scientific knowledge and science of cosmology. Now, energy, I'm using Webster's dictionary. I have a digital or electronic dictionary. I've written some definitions down, and I'm going to go back into the dictionary live with you and see some more definitions. Let's take our time and have a good time studying science like we should have studied it from babies. I'm almost 50 years old, and I've never understood science like I understand it now, only because I've never rejected Africa. And I've always kept in contact with those sisters and brothers who kept bringing forth African knowledge, African science, African wisdom. Even though the church hates Africa and teaches against Africa and says voodoo and hoodoo, and misrepresenting those words, we're going to try to cover that. But this African science of cosmology is your Bible and your Quran, your Bhagavad Gita, your I Ching. These books are science books. But you have to go into the definitions of the words to see the science. This argument between religion and science is ignorant, and we will prove it. And the babies and the youth must understand this so that when they go into the church, the mosque, the cathedral, the temple, when they go into academia, they'll see the knowledge as one, and they will be of such great understanding that the leaders will not be able to deal with them unless they study Africa and see this knowledge as the root of the so-called religious and scientific communities. Now, E equals MC squared. Let me break this down in my brain so I can understand, so you can understand. Because if I can understand it, you can understand it. We're studying the universe. The Bible is a study in the universe. The Quran is a study in the universe. The I Ching, the Bhagavad Gita, the religious scriptures and texts are studies in the universe scientifically. The scientific books, academia, books of academia and science and biology and so on and so forth, are also studies in the same universe, the same creation. They use different words to describe the same universe. So if you stay in the word, you think it's something different. But when you study the definitions, then we see the unity in the definitions, and then we don't divide over a different language. Religion is a language. Science is a language. Properly understood, this is a religio-scientific language descriptive of the universe. So E, the letter E, equals MC squared. What we are trying to do is understand cause and effect. The first law of science is cause and effect. Nothing puts itself together unless there is a higher intelligence that caused that which is together to be put together. This great universe, the whole of the universe, is constructed out of effects. Everything in the universe is all in the universe are effects. Who caused the effects? What caused the effects? What entity caused the effects? The common denominator in the universe is energy. The E stands for energy. Einstein is really studying African knowledge because all of it comes from Africa. E is energy. The whole of the universe is made of energy, constructed from energy. Energy is causing everything in the universe to do what everything in the universe does. Energy everywhere. Energy in the sun. Energy in the moon. Energy in the stars. Energy in the planets. Energy in botany. Energy in photosynthesis. Energy everywhere. All made of energy. All made of spirit, soul, energy, force, energy. Then equals MC squared. So on the other side, you have MC squared. Now, M is mass. Mass, M-A-S-S. It's so interesting how the brain works. The masses of the people are a group of aggregate individuals that collectively are a mass of people that need what? Light. The mass, everywhere we look, the mass of the earth, the mass of the universe, the various masses, the various materials that construct the universe, these are the mass. When you gather materials together, particles together, you get mass. And then everywhere We see mass. We see light. Light everywhere. The C squared is the speed of light. From the Nation of Islam, Minister Louis Farrakhan, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Master Farad Muhammad, we learn that the speed of light is 186,000 miles per second. So the sun, 94 billion miles away, the light leaving the sun 94 billion miles away reaches Earth in 8 minutes, 20 seconds, or 500 seconds. The law of motion is the law of light. Light striking the surfaces of the planets, causing movement, causing motion. So these three aspects of the universe, energy equals mass or material, aggregate material. Material gathered together is mass times speed of light squared. Energy equals mass or material times speed of light squared. Energy equals what? Earth, air, fire, and water. Fire is sun. Fire is light. Remember, we have always said we are made of the four base elements: earth, air, fire, and water. So energy equals earth, air, fire, and water. Energy equals mass times speed of light squared. Now, I researched the definition energy, and I came to see some interesting definitions. Energy in the Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary is defined as usually positive spiritual force. Then it said, flowing through all people. This is not even a Bible dictionary. This is a so-called secular dictionary. Merriam-Webster Collegiate Dictionary, telling us that energy is spirit force, spiritual force. So the religious people may say spirit or God or goddess. Scientific people may say energy or force, but energy, spirit, force, flowing through all people. And I would say also flowing through the whole of the universe. The next definition: vigorous exertion of power and effort. Remember, the Twa talked about spirit, force, energy, and power. This is religio-science, sisters and brothers. We're talking about time and energy. We're laying an introductional foundation for the God Almighty Grand Unified Theorem. In these definitions, we're going to be trying our best to recall these definitions as we continue. Time, energy, space, power, force, spirit. The next definition: fundamental entity of nature transferred between parts of systems in production of physical change within the system, capacity for doing work. This reminds me of birth, the birth process. We're going to be talking about the birth process. The sacred masculine has spirit, soul, energy, force, and power. The sacred feminine has spirit, soul, energy, force, and power. These two energies coming together, transferring energies, transferring atoms, transferring particles, transferring electrons, protons, and neutrons to do what? To produce physical change within this system of the universe. That is the birth process. The next definition, usable power. So energy is usable power, and the universe strategically uses energy, uses power. So I said, let me research the definitions of fundamental, entity, and nature. Fundamental, defined as serving as original or generating source. So this original energy, we want to understand the cause of all of these beautiful effects. That original or generating source, when you generate power, when you generate energy, when you are the generator, you are the beginning and the author of what you are generating. So this original energy, is the generating source of the universe. The next definition of fundamental, basis supporting existence. This is so interesting because Jehovah is defined as the existing one, and fundamental is defined as the basis for supporting existence. This original spirit, power, force, soul, energy is the basis for supporting existence. Let's take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.